The president of the National House of Chiefs, now Professor J.S. Nabila, says the House will continue to support the call on chiefs to desist from active party politics. He said this prevents chiefs from being humiliated or attacked for publicly declaring their stand for a particular party. Professor Nabila said a chief's political neutrality rather strengthens his authority in his community. He spoke to Jonathan Thompson.
The basis of the prohibition in the constitution, and this was after lengthy discussion in the Constitutional Assembly for the 1992 constitution. Recently at the Constitution Review Commission, the Syndicate on Traditional Authorities agreed with the chiefs that that clause should be maintained in the constitution. We still stand by that, because previously chiefs taking part brought a lot of division in traditional areas.
Can you expand on that one?
Well,
or give us an example?
In the sense that if, for example, you are a chief, you are the father of the traditional area, queen mother, you are the mother of the traditional area, and you say I belong to party A, and your people belong to party B, C, D, and so forth. It means there will be occasions when recently we've been talking of insults, and that happened so many times at that time. The chief could be assaulted, could be attacked in any way. So this is why we think it's appropriate that you don't don a party t-shirt, hat, climb a political platform and declare your stand. That is the active.
The chiefs also have the right of franchise.
And your franchise is expressed in the polling booth. And if you are within your family, I guess you can talk with your family members. But I think the active or operative word is the active.
Doesn't this have any impact on the chief's authority?
No, it doesn't. In any case, it strengthens the position of the chiefs. So all parties can come and talk to you, and that is why most of them call on the chief first before they go to their political ground and talk and have their rallies and so forth. But if you were clear to say that I don't love your party, I don't belong to your party, why will they come to you?
President of the National House of Chiefs, now Professor J.S. Nabila, in that interview with Jonathan Thompson.